Thank you for joining Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And sad news again this week,
yep.
Patrick.
It
we
is,
had
Jim.
The passing of soul singer Charles Bradley.
Yeah.
Now, for those who don't know, Charles Bradley is kind of an amazing story.
It's a it's
music.
An incredibly unique American story, right? It just the more you read it and think about it, the more amazing it becomes.
Right. Charles Bradley, when I say soul singer, I don't mean soul singer from like back in the day.
No.
I don't mean like in the 60s, 70s, what have you. I mean, he's a soul singer of current vintage.
Yeah, very much so.
Yet, he was in his 60s. He died at 68 years old.
Yep.
But he was not discovered until he was 62,
incredible.
His first album.
Isn't that incredible?
Right?
Yeah.
It
in many ways... you know, there might be a few parallels here to Sharon Jones. I don't know. You
right.
You know his career quite a bit. But
right.
But to me, I think Daptone Records, I think those two amazing soul singers that had so much life experience, you know, behind them when they finally started putting records
the,
out.
The same kind of thing. So just quickly, Sharon Jones, who also just recently passed late last year, I believe it was. You know, she worked for a long time as like a prison guard.
Amazing.
And that thing. And,
yeah.
And she had like singing on the side. And she was discovered late in life as well. And made a pretty good career of it. Charles Bradley, so I hear the news. I'm at, this is on, by the way, you may hear some people in the background
yeah.
here. It's because we're at a bar recording this
bar.
Right now,
yeah.
toasting Charles. But I was at another bar on Saturday.
Saturday, yep.
When, you know, I get the like text alert or the news alert or whatever
yep.
that Charles Bradley had died. And seriously, it was one of those things, I don't say this about a lot of musicians, but it was one of those things where I had to just kind of like take a pause for a moment.
Yeah.
It really kind of just hit me really hard. And the reason why, I knew he was ill with cancer. He had stomach cancer and then apparently it spread to his liver and that's how he died was what I read. But the reason why is because even at 68 years old, the fact that I knew his story, I'd seen him live, I bought his records, I really liked his music, but the story of being discovered, you know, after this whole life and at 62, finally living that dream.
Yeah.
And then only being able to live it for like 6 years, right?
Unbelievable.
That is just,
yeah.
you know, it's heartbreaking in a lot of ways.
Takes
right?
your breath away a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
When you hear something like that, because it finally felt like he was where he wanted to be all this time. At one point, he worked as a James Brown sort of imitator, right? He was like a, you know, an impersonator in some ways, right? He sang so well, he could do James Brown up and down, you know, his catalog. And, finally felt like he had climbed up to the top of where he wanted to be. And then to have that taken away from him, yeah.
He was. His James Brown tribute name, by the way, was Black Velvet.
Black
but I'm
going
to get into
yeah.
a little bit of the backstory here
okay.
for people who don't know.
Yeah, do that.
But before I do that, let's hear a little bit of Charles Bradley, because I want people to understand that this guy was the real deal
yeah.
when it came to singing. I know there have been other sort of like retro soul acts that have come around in recent years. And, you know, some of them are pretty good. Some of them may be really good. Some of them you can tell are kind of pretenders. This guy was the real deal. So
yeah.
the first song I want us to hear is the one that I first discovered him by when on his debut record. And it's called The World Is Going Up in Flames.
Life.
Okay, now let me tell you a little bit about...
Yeah, give us kind of the backstory.
The backstory here. So I discovered Charles Bradley soon after that first record came out, and it was because I was starting to become a fan of the Daptone label, I think because of Sharon Jones, and they had this other band called the Budos Band, which was sort of like an instrumental band that did kind of like 70s kind of style, almost sounded like kind of soundtrack music from the like 70s blaxploitation music movies or that kind of thing,
Foxy
right?
Jones.
Right. And then Charles Bradley was another guy on the label. Yep. And then there was also, a little bit later, there was a documentary about him called Charles Bradley's Soul of America that was on Netflix. And so I watched that and I got more of his backstory. And that's where I really fell in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, here was a guy who, he loved music. He had sort of like this hard life, hard upbringing, bad relationship, you know, with his family, with his mother. At an early age, like in his teen years, sort of like, became homeless, was like riding the rails and stuff like that. He ended up getting finding his way a little bit through this program called Job Corps, where he got, you know, different jobs, learned trades and things like that. He eventually learned how to cook and he became a cook,
right?
Different places and moved around the country. At one point, he was a cook in Poughkeepsie at like a mental hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
And he worked there for a long time. Yeah. But he's always loved music. He saw James Brown once at the Apollo when he was a kid.
Yeah.
He was inspired. That's what he wanted to do. So later, as you mentioned, he became a James Brown like tribute act.
Yeah, right.
Called Black Velvet.
That's incredible.
And he did that. And then he's discovered by these guys in Brooklyn, Daptone Records, and they want to do like soul music, like real authentic soul music. And somebody sees him singing and they're like, you know, let's have him do original stuff. And he's fantastic. He's great. And they put a great band behind him.
Yeah, they put him in an authentic studio setting, right?
Right.
With musicians that understood where he was trying to come from.
And the thing is, like you heard in The World is Going Up in Flames, like what he really did well and what I really connected with when I saw him at South by Southwest like a year and a half ago is what he really excelled at is this kind of like really kind of like painful soul music where like it's just like, you know, pouring out of him, right? And it's like sweat. He's like sweating the music out, right?
Right.
You know,
literally,
you know, and you could tell, you could tell that when he performed, and I think this was partly because of the years of experience he had, like he put everything into this. He was not going to let this opportunity pass.
That's it. Yeah.
And I think he just really, really felt the music. He was one of those kind of performers. Like when you go up on stage, he's not going through the motions. He's singing for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But even with that, he could still do some like upbeat numbers as well, you know? So they weren't all just these like, you know,
right,
like sad pieces, right?
Right. Black Soul and
right.
And right.
So let's hear now from his second album, which was called Victim of Love 2013. You Put the Flame on it, and you'll hear a little bit more of that, like, you know, more up-tempo soul.
Okay.
The last thing I want to mention about Charles Bradley, we played once earlier on this podcast his cover of Black Sabbath's Changes.
Amazing.
2016.
Yeah, totally amazing.
That was from his third album, which was called Changes.
Yep.
That's more of like, you know, the deep you know, sad soul.
Exactly.
Kind of stuff, right?
But an incredible soul. Interpretation.
Yeah.
Showing you how he could get inside of any kind of a song.
Yeah. I just want to say the beauty of Charles Bradley, and the New York Times, you know, wrote just a really nice obit on him, you know, is that he wasn't advancing the form in any way, right? He wasn't moving music forward. I want to make a quick comparison to say a band like Alabama Shakes.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there you have kind of a retro soul kind of thing happening, but
right.
But it still tries to be contemporary in some way. It tries to sort of meld the old with the new. Charles Bradley wasn't really doing that. He was like basically doing old soul music. So he would, you know, in another life, he would have fit right in next to, say, like Al Green.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But you didn't care because he did it so well.
That's it. Yeah. And like you said, you felt it so deeply because you know he did also. And you know, that you can't fake that or make that up or, you know, come up with that in a marketing meeting or anything like that. Right. It was just there. It was just honest.
No, the guys who run Daptone do it because they love the music and they went out and they found people who have that same love and did it for the love. Mm-hmm. Right. OK, so just real quickly, we'll close up here real quickly. You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. Yep. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And, you know, please continue to listen to the show. Once in a while, I hate to go through all this joking stuff, right? But iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, that stuff. Let us know if you like Charles Bradley and tell us what you guys think or if you have memories of that, of him as a performer. Mm-hmm. You can do that by emailing us rock@suburbspod.com or calling our suburban party line 612-440-1984.
Do that.
Or visit us on the social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @SuburbsPod, and also visit our website, suburbspod.com. But let us know if anybody else has discovered him. I'd love to hear about
that. If you saw him, you know, in what turned out to be the latter part of his life, you know, when he was doing what he really loved.
Yeah. Very sad. And I want to close out here with is a song that's an autobiographical song. So, you know, I was saying it's sort of a music out of time in a way,
mm-hmm.
but the other thing I really liked about him is I felt that his experience was authentic. So even when he's singing songs about sort of like the pain that he's going through, you felt that it was real and contemporary.
Yeah.
Right. So just because maybe we're not in the same environment of, say, you know, the 60s, you know, civil rights movement or things like that, doesn't mean people aren't struggling, aren't going through the same kind of struggles.
That's
aren't
right.
Having the same kind of human experiences.
Yep.
And so when you have somebody who can really convey that artistically, I think it, you know, speaks a certain truth even in, you know, the 2000s.
Absolutely.
And here's a good example of that. It's an autobiographical song, and it's called Why Is It So Hard? And you're going to hear, I think, a lot of truth about America today. And not to get political on our show, but what's happening right now in America with a lot of, you know, protests and conversations about race in America. I think you hear that a lot in this song here. So with that,
rest in power,
Charles Bradley, and we'll talk to you guys later.
To make it in America, I tried so hard to make it in America, a land of milk and honey, a land supposed to be built with love. It takes love and understanding to live and let live. I
far and wide. Then I moved to Brooklyn, New York. Had hard times, but sometime I hold on. So I said to myself, you gotta move away from here.